It was 6 years ago last April. An inferno ended the 51-day standoff between federal authorities and the group known as the Branch Davidians. At least 76 members of the sect died in the fast-moving fire that engulfed the Davidians' wooden compound in Waco, Texas. The group's leader, David Koresh, was among the dead. Almost from the moment the blaze began, its exact cause was a subject of dispute. Group members who escaped the fire and families of those who didn't filed a wrongful death suit against the federal government, claiming police agencies caused the catastrophe. Federal agents used tanks and tear gas during their attack on the compound, but from the outset and throughout several Justice Department and congressional investigations, the government denied using any fire-causing devices. Arson investigators said they found evidence the Branch Davidians had spread gasoline and other fuels throughout the compound before the fire. 9 days after the fire, Attorney General Janet Reno told a House committee, "I wanted and received assurances that the gas and its means of use were not pyrotechnic. I was concerned about intentional or accidental explosions." Today, however, the government's story changed.
"I am very, very troubled by the information I received this week suggesting that pyrotechnic devices may have been used in the early morning hours on April the 19th, 1993 at Waco. At this time, all available indications are that the devices were not directed at the main wooden compound, were discharged several hours before the fire started, and were not the cause of the fire. Nonetheless, it is absolutely critical that we do everything humanly possible to learn all the facts as accurately as possible and make them available to the public and Congress. Prior to April the 19th, I received assurances that the gas and its means of use were not pyrotechnic. Since then, I have consistently been told that no pyrotechnic devices were used. I will continue to pursue this matter to get to the truth. That is why Director Free and I have ordered a full review of all the facts concerning this matter. I intend the results of the review to be made public, and I will not stop till I get to the bottom of this."
One of the things that you learn if you care about public service is that it's not always the easy issues that you face. Very difficult issues. You do the best you can. You try to pursue every avenue to get to the right thing to do, to get to the truth. And if you're going to let things get you down, maybe you should go do something else.
Today, the FBI and Justice Department began a fresh investigation into what happened at Waco, assigning agents to re-interview witnesses. Meanwhile, members of Congress are asking questions of their own. Both the House and Senate panels that oversee the FBI are planning inquiries.
Now